Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is his message. What is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche? Today, the church celebrates the feast of the archangels Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. First reading will be taken from the book of Daniel, chapter 7, verses 9 to 10, 13 to 14. Our psalm for today is Psalm 138. Our gospel reading will be taken from John's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 47 to 51. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 reminds us to put on the full armor of God, for our struggle in this world is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities and powers of darkness, spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so as to stand firm when the enemy comes. Yes, my brother, my sister, we must be battle ready when the enemy comes. We must not be deceived to believe that the battle is a Christian imagination. It is not a fantasy, and the battle is beyond human strength. The strength of man is temporal. Thus, we must seek the one who occupies the throne that blazes with flames, the Son of Man, who has eternal sovereignty and power and an eternal kingdom. The psalmist of today blesses or praises the Son of Man, the Lord of the angels, for his faithfulness and love. Yes, he answered when he called upon his name. Romans chapter 10 verse 13 says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. The prophet Joel chapter 2 verse 32 says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved, for on Mount Zion and Jerusalem there will be deliverance. Yes, my brother, my sister, those who believe, those who dwell in the house of the Most High shall be delivered. Today's feast of the archangels reminds us of the protective presence of the Son of God and Son of Man. Saint Michael, the protector, Saint Gabriel, the bringer of great news, and Saint Raphael, the healer, are with the Lord and battle ready to ward off evil from within us, evil from the house of the Lord. And Jesus reminds us in today's gospel, he declared before Nathanael that heaven has been laid open and the angels of the Lord have been given the power to assist us. Psalm 91 verse 11 says, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. Therefore, let us call upon the name of the Lord and stand before the Lord, acknowledging his power, his sovereignty and might, and be rest assured that nothing shall hurt you, though you suffer today in the hands of bad leaders, bad friends. In the day of the Lord, that temporal power will disappear, will be destroyed, and the reign of God will overshadow you and grant you the victory you deserve. Yes, a man may die young, yet be satisfied with living, but the wicked might live long and never be satisfied. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 9 says, he guards the steps of his faithful ones, but the wicked perish in darkness, for by his own strength shall no man prevail. For those who oppose the Lord will be shattered. He will thunder from heaven against them. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth and will give power to his king. He will exalt the horn of his anointed. And so, my brother, my sister, if the Lord has anointed you, if the Lord has really blessed you, then he calls you today to be an angel in your family. Be that angel who sows the seed of goodness and kindness. Yes, become that angel who battles with the poor and the needy. And the Lord in his infinite mercy will use you to conquer evil in our world. May the Lord grant us the strength through the intercessions of Archangel Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us.